This is CPR News. I'm Matt Bloom. A Clear Creek County judge will not dismiss the charges against the two sheriff's deputies who were charged in the death of Christian Glass. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Glass was stuck on the side of the road and called 911 for help last summer. Deputies responded, and despite Glass telling them he was scared to get out of his own car, they ultimately broke his windows and one deputy shot and killed him. Glass was never suspected of committing a crime. The deputy, Andrew Buin, was charged with second-degree murder, and his sergeant at the time was charged with criminally negligent homicide. They were both fired from the sheriff's office. Their lawyers asked that their cases get dismissed, but the judge says they had malicious intent when Glass was killed. They are in front of the same judge on Monday. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Denver mayoral candidate Mike Johnson got a big endorsement Wednesday from former mayor Federico Pena. Pena was a transformative mayor during the 1980s, a difficult time for the city. Pena says he sees some of himself in Johnston.
But what he brings is a new vision, new ideas. And that fresh energy is what we need in the mayor's office today.
Pena also noted that Denver has challenges similar to his time in office when crime and homelessness were growing. Johnson says Denver can again meet those challenges.
But we also know there is a real desire among people across the city to say, we know we are capable of building this into America's best city, of being able to solve these problems.
Runoff ballots go out in the mail in about 1 month. The University of Denver's women's gymnastics team will compete in the national semifinals today in Fort Worth, Texas. The DU Pioneers will face off against Michigan, LSU, and Oregon State. Grad student and star gymnast Lindsay Brown.
I'm just super proud of everyone hitting their stride. It's such a talented team, the most I've seen in all my 6 years. So I'm just honored to be on a team that is really pushing the greatness to like the next level.
They compete this afternoon, and the top two teams will move on to the national finals on Saturday. This is CPR News at 6:06.